Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today we're going to be delving into our fourth pillar, Live Love by Design, all about your wealth creation. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? And we're going to look at the first area of life that comes under that pillar, which is you financially, emotionally. So how you are emotionally around your financial freedom. And we're going to delve into your financial freedom script that you are currently running and maybe looking at ways that we can re-script it to ensure that you do eventually become financially free. So are you ready to get started? There's a lot to go through today. So I'm going to go over the shoulder as I so love to do, and we'll get into our little PowerPoint slides. I'll just move over here a little bit so I'm not half cut off, so to speak. Okay, so as I said, it's all about our wealth creation, and we're delving into the emotional intelligence side of your financial freedom script, so to speak. So I'm going to bring awareness to your current financial freedom script. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? So what is that actually about? Well, let me tell you, we're all running scripts inside of us, and some of them have come from when we were very, very young. If our parents, for example, were not very good with money, well, they wouldn't have been able to teach us how to be good with money. And we would have created all of these beliefs that are probably not serving us in our goal of actually eventually becoming financially free. So we're going to delve into all of them, and we're going to see, first of all, you're going to see, are you running that script? You know, and how can you stop running that script? So that's what this session is all about. But first of all, I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you've watched any videos with me, I always like to share the fact that where you are in your life right now really does come down to the quality of the questions that you are asking yourself. And the more questions we ask ourselves, the more we begin to realize that there are answers just waiting to be revealed. And from those answers, we will get action steps ready to be taken so that we can actually move one step closer to creating our Live Love way of life. So let's start asking all those questions. Exactly. So what are your feelings around money? Have you ever sat down to actually figure out how you feel about money? And a really good indication is to start to listen to the way that you talk about money. You know, do you actually say things like, oh, only the rich get rich, or money doesn't grow on trees? All of those little sayings which will actually share some really great insights to actually where the financial freedom script that you are currently running. How do you feel when you realize you're down to your last dollar? Okay, now hopefully you've never been down to your last dollar, but you don't feel really great when there's nothing in the bank account, or if there's nothing in your pocket and you're pretty hungry at the moment. Or how would you feel if you were told you won the lottery or inherited a vast sum of money? So as you can see, just by those two questions, you would have had a completely different emotional feeling around those questions. So money really does come down to your emotional intelligence around it. Really important for you to understand that. So today, and before we know it, money drives our emotions, as I actually said. And materialism and consumerism drive people. Might go full screen on that. So money drives our emotions, and materialism and consumerism drive people. So it's really important for you to understand exactly how you are with your money. And we're going to delve right into some really great little concepts right now. So too many people spend money they don't earn to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like. Will Smith. Now that's pretty smart, isn't it? And it's so true. Let's read it again. Too many people spend money they don't earn to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like. Does it sound like you? Come on, let's face it. We all do spend money that we haven't earned yet. And, you know, that's why credit cards were invented, wasn't it? So we could actually start to buy things before we had actually earned it. And hopefully you are paying off that credit card each month. So good if you can. So how would you like to be financially free with the luxury of choice? Because let's face it, you really do have so many more choices when you are, you know, financially flush. Let's face it. And you don't have to be a multi-mega millionaire to be financially free. Do you understand that financial freedom just means that you have enough money to meet your needs? Exactly. So it doesn't mean that you have to be a billionaire with 10 houses and, you know, 10 cars in order for you to be financially free. Really important for people to understand that. So today, our little road to success in this little video is know your current financial freedom script, then re-script it. We obviously have to know where we are, then we set up the action steps, and then we can move to where we want to be with a couple of little things in the mind, in the process of obviously visualization is such an important little thing to be doing so that you can actually move from where you are today to where you get there. And through visualization, you really do feel into the feeling of who you can become. And that's what all of these little videos are about, is helping you to realize where you are, where you want to go, the action steps to get there, and then you can so easily become that person. That's right. It's all in the being, isn't it? Who you want to be. Okay, so as always, download the PDF attached to this video. Know your current financial freedom script, then re-script. Then we're going to have you go off and have your little me time as you go through the exercise. As always, print off the PDF, get your trusty little journal and your mighty little pen, and tell the family, friends, you're going off to have some me time. And I'm pretty sure by now that they're really glad that you have your me time, because I'm sure you come back completely different. I'm sure you come back with a whole lot of questions and a whole lot of life design to actually know where you want to go and how you can get there, because this is exactly what we're sharing here. So we're going to go full screen on this, because this is your Live Love All About Your Wealth Creation 7 Money Myths Gems. Money myths? Okay, sounds exciting, isn't it? And what we're going to do is we're going to bust through, yes, bust through these 7 money myths. Now, these are based on a book by Julie Cairns, and it's all about the 7 money myths. And I've obviously taken the basis of that and then moved them into Live Love by Design, Keys to Your Success, way of actually looking at things and doing things. And you'll see that's quite in detail in the PDF. So I'm going to go through it very quickly now so that you can then go off and have your me time, because that's what it's all about. It's not about you just listening to me, though I must admit I do love doing these videos and I do love chatting with you. And as always, make sure you put your comments down below so that I can have a really good conversation with you. All thoughts are welcome, even if you feel that they're negative. They're not to me. That's how I learn and grow. So thank you again for sharing all of your thoughts on how that I can, obviously about the content, but also about how I can make this better for other people. Thank you. Okay, so let's have a look at this. Oh, isn't this a beautiful tree? And this is a great reminder for you to actually understand that everyone knows that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And the second best time is right now. And that's what we're doing with all of these videos. We're making right now the best time for you to actually become the best version of yourself, the person who you came down here to be. So really take the time, honor yourself by making sure that your me time is actually setting you up so that you can become the person that you so dream about, the person that you so want to be. Let's make sure that everything you're learning, you can put into your habit, become that person. You can easily introduce these new perspectives, these new ways of doing things, these new ways of looking at things into your life. So remember, you can grow into a beautiful tree. Every acorn does, doesn't it? And you can as well. Okay, so these are our live love gems. Okay, so write down what pops into your mind as we bust through these myths. Let me just turn off my phone. That wasn't very good that I hadn't have done that before, was it? Anyway, now you know that I don't really edit these videos. I just film them. Okay, so write down what pops into your mind as we bust through these seven money myths. Okay, the first one is from scarcity to abundance. Now, the mindset of scarcity really is something that we have inherited from our parents. And as I said earlier, the way you talk about things, and if you truly believe that you are not meant to thrive, that money is not meant to come to you in this lifetime, well, guess what? It's not going to. Whereas it's really easy for you to flick your mindset from scarcity to abundance and actually begin to see the ways that you are actually abundant. You are abundant in so many ways, and it may not be financially, but you need to really look at your whole life, as I say in the exercise, and start to see where you are abundant. Okay? And you are. All you got to do is just sit down and start to see ways that you are. Okay. The second money myth is from exchange time for money to money will flow to me in many ways. I might go full screen on these because they are really, good for you to actually read it. So from exchange time for money to money will flow to me in many ways. Okay. So many of us think that we have to have a job where we put in 8 hours or 12 hours and get paid for 8. And that's the only way that money can come to us. Well, there's not. There is so many other ways that we do. And once we realize that it's beyond the time exchange way of us actually getting money, the easier it becomes for us to actually build our wealth. And, you know, whether you own a business. So let's, for example, you're an employee, okay? You are exchanging time for money. And then you eventually buy your business and you start to see that, well, now you've got a lot of people working for you. So you've got a lot of people contributing to your company, contributing to the wealth that you can actually earn. You're not doing the one-to-one on all of your money earnings. So that's probably the easiest way for you to see this. And of course, you can see that money will flow to you in many different ways, not just in the exchange time for money. And this comes up in some of our other ones as well. The next little myth is from work determines my worth to I am worthy. Now, so many people really do actually think that they are wealthy, their job is their worth, which is not very good because that really does devalue the way that you actually can earn money. Now, I don't want to put down a maintenance worker or a janitor, but let's face it, a lot of people would think, well, a janitor, he's not worth much, is he? You know, he's there and he's cleaning toilets and he's cleaning the place and all that sort of stuff. But if he's wise with his money and he invests it wisely, he can become very, very wealthy. And that comes back to the point that we just mentioned was the fact that you don't have to exchange time for money. You can invest and you can get other things. But so many people would put him down because he was a janitor. But as we all know, just because you have that job, it doesn't mean it determines your worth. Really important for us to understand that we are so much more than just our work and our financial situation. There is so much more to us. So make sure that you know that you are worthy. And whenever you say, I am, it really does invoke the higher spirit, your higher spirit, your, whether you call it God, the universe, whatever, you really do invoke that energy into everything you say. So the more things you say to yourself, like, I am, and then whatever you want to put after it, it really does invoke that. So if you say, I am poor, you will be poor. Whereas if you say, I am rich in so many ways, I am financially secure, you will become that way. Number four. Okay, let's go full screen. From it takes money to make money to the power of compound and leverage. So obviously we don't have to have money to make money. We can start off with a really small amount of money, and through the power of compound interest and leverage, we can actually build it into a nice little nest egg, or should I say, a pot that is overflowing with money and notes. So understand, as I said, there's more than one way to make money, and the more that we leverage it, the more that we actually reinvest the interest that we with the principal and keep adding to it, the more our money will compound. Very important. Number five. From easy come, easy go, to it comes and stays. Now, a lot of people have that attitude that if it comes too easily, it's going to go. Well, and why does it? Why does it have to disappear because you got it too easily? Totally understand the attitude of if the investment seems too good to be true, it's probably not. Now, that's completely different to easy come, easy go. No matter how you earn your money or how it comes to you, know that it can actually come and stay. I heard a great saying the other day, and it was, money comes, money goes, money flows. And it's really important to understand that money is an energy. So it is going to come, it's going to go up, it's going to go down, and it's going to keep flowing to you. So have that attitude that money flows easily to me, and it stays. Okay? So if you sort of think of a really good thing, is like a tank of water. So if you had a big pot, so all the money goes in and then your expenses come out, and then what's left is your profit. So why not have it so that you understand that a lot comes in, a little goes out, then we add interest to it, it goes up again, and then before we know it, it's up, 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 and it's overflowing, and it stays. Very, very important. Number six. Let's go full screen. Money will make me happy to happiness comes from within. Now, this truly is the... It's just an amazing thing to understand that money is not going to make you happy. Only you are going to make you happy. And happiness is a choice. Every time I meet someone and they say to me, how are you? I always go, I am fantastic, because it's a choice. I choose to always be happy. I choose to make sure that I see the good in everything. And I choose to spend time making sure that I am being, I'm not always doing. I read this great article that was written by Sir Richard Branson. And of course, you know, from the outside, everyone, it just appears that he has everything. You know, how could he have anything to complain about? But as he said, like, he's cheated death, he's had people die, he's lost loves, he's, you know, he's had businesses that have failed. So, but he knows that his happiness doesn't come from anything. It comes from within. It comes from sitting down and watching a sunrise or a sunset, or watching a bird. You know, I'm fortunate enough to live, you know, beside North Harbour in Sydney, and there is nothing better than sitting and watching the pelicans land. Do you think I have ever been able to film it completely? I nearly got it and it landed behind a bush. But I have to tell you, it's so much fun. And most of the time I don't even run and get my camera when they're coming in to land as they circle around and round and then land. I am too busy watching it to run and get my camera and possibly miss it. And I hope that understands. I get so much joy and happiness from something that doesn't even cost any money. Really important for you to understand that the money myth of when you have a lot of money, it'll make you happy, is never going to be a reality. You can be happy now. And the more happy you are, the more things come to you. And the more that you will hear about investments and the more that you will be awake to see all the opportunities around you. So your happiness will actually create more money as opposed to the other way around. So really embrace this money myth. Really important. And then, of course, our last one is, and this is what a lot of people believe, from money will corrupt me to money has a positive impact on me. Now, this is really silly, isn't it? Money will corrupt me. How could money corrupt you if you were not that sort of person? And, you know, it just doesn't really make sense. Now, sure, there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of money who appear to be corrupt, okay? But they were corrupt when they were poor. So you've got to understand that. And on the other side, there's a lot of people out there who have a lot of money who really give back. They're not corrupt. They really know how to make a difference in the world and they really do give back. So look to those sort of people as and find examples of those people, not just the well-known ones, but there are people in your local area who are giving back, okay? So look for those as the example and know that money will always have a positive impact on you because you will be able to give back. We're here to make a difference. We're here to give back. And of course, the more money we earn, the more that we can actually give back. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. So understand those seven money myths, okay? Have fun with these. And then remember, money is just another gem in your gem box that will assist you to achieve your live, love, life. It's just energy. Okay. And it really does help you. The more you understand how money is, it's just energy. As I said, money comes, money goes, money flows. And remember that. And you can create anything that you want to create. So our little live love gems for this little week is the Live Love Financial Freedom Gems, assisting you to easily brush through the seven money myths. Now go through the PDF, as I said. There's a whole lot of little exercises in there, reflective exercises in you, for you to understand which of these money myths are you actually allowing to become a reality in your life. And then let's work on the ways, as it's explained in the PDF, on how to bust through them. Okay? That's it. Pretty simple little exercise, isn't it? And another little live love win was let today be the day that you give up on who you've been to become who you can become. We are human beings, okay? We're not human doings, we're human beings. So the more that we allow ourselves to just be, the more that we will actually create our live love way of life. Really beautiful way, isn't it, to look at it. So as always, please comment below. Please like and share for our live love by design ways of success. And remember, you can easily birth your live love way of life. So please comment, share and below. And I am so looking forward to actually reading your comments. Let me know which of these money myths has really been a struggle for you in your life. and then tell us how easily you shifted it from the money myth into the positive live love financial freedom habit. Okay, that's it. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And I thank you again for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on another video real soon. Thank you, and bye for now.